afternoon and welcome. As with previous submitters, we've read your original submission, so you don't need to reread that out to us, but you're welcome to highlight verbally to us your key point.
Good afternoon, Commissioners, Councillors. I'm Tony Miles. I'm representing Willowbank Farms and Evandale Dairies this afternoon and talking to my submission. My wife and I came to Southland 10 years ago with 100 cows. Now we're 50 share milk, 1,000 cows, and have a majority shareholding in a 550 cow dairy farm at Opio, and have a 2-year-old daughter, Charlie. Our business employs 8 staff with 6 children going to the local school. Across our business in the next 12 months, we will spend $150,000 on environmental mitigants such as concrete and ponds and riparian planting. The point I wanted to raise today was the environmental impact on Southland. A lot of the speakers today have talked around other things, but I think the environmental impact needs to be duly noted. Yesterday afternoon, and a little bit of talk on Twitter, I found out that there'd been a 360-page report written on the environmental impact. To be honest, I thought this report was... I feel sorry for the people that had to write it, 360 pages, but I felt that it was talking about what had happened previously, not about what's happening in the future. I noted with dairying in the future, there were 7 lines on what dairying impact was going to, what the impact on economics for Southland was in the future. Which is $5 billion of our GDP, and there were 7 lines written on it. I think there needs to be a lot more time and effort spent in that space. A couple of points that I picked up from the report, which were quite pertinent to me because we were looking at buying a neighbouring property in the previous 6 months, and I'd had a hell of a time and spent a lot of money. Like you were just talking before, like we put $25,000 to $50,000 in the budget for getting consent to milk another 300 cows. So that's quite a lot of money, even if you spread it over 10 years, to be honest. So in the previous 4 months, I had friends of mine that had been struggling to get consents, and I had been working with a reputable consultants to help me get a consent for this new property, but they were struggling to get it through. They went and had a meeting with the council, and they sent me an email with the 4 bullet points that the council were mainly looking for. No increase in overall stocking rate, no NMP losses higher than overseer, and NMP losses decrease or remain the same model through overseer. And my final point is that in the environmental report that I read at midnight last night, even noting around environment overseer, it has some bugs in it. So we're going to make a determination on what my farm and how I can make an improvement on for future generations is done on something that has some bugs in it. I think we need to do some more work on that. Thank you.
Do you see a good question, Lloyd?
No, I think I'm okay. Thanks.
No questions for me. Go to Morris, I'm still thinking.
Well, I do see, looking at the physiographics on your property, that you've got mostly oxidising with some central plains. You understand what that might potentially mean?
So that's the 50-50 share milking job. I'm probably concerned more about the one that we own on the other side of the river at 1083 Rosebush Mosburn Road.
Okay. So that'll be mainly blade, I suppose, is it?
Yeah, a big proportion of it.
So the currently the rules then, as far as the winter grazing is concerned, and the proposal is to allow 50 hectare permitted activity status, and above that you would need to get some kind of resource consent. How would that affect your operation? It doesn't apply to any physiographics, just any area.
That would be fine for our scale, but then on the other hand, which is another part of my submission point, was about new and expanded dairy farming, and probably where our cows go at the moment is a concern to me because they go to the old Matera catchment. Mm-hmm. So how was that going to impact on our farming business? So if they couldn't go to the old Matera catchment, then it would have an impact, that 50 hectares would have an impact. because we'd have to winter them at home or winter them in some other part of Southland.
Well, they would be able to go there, but you'd have to get a resource consent for it.
Yeah.
Would that be a major problem, do you think?
Getting a resource consent for them to go to...
Yeah, to go to one of the more sensitive areas or to have a bigger area than 50 hectares.
I would back up what the previous speakers today say, that I don't think it should be 50 hectares, because in our situation 50 hectares is fine, but my neighbour that has a 1,000 hectare property, 50 hectares is not fine. So I agree that it should be a percentage of some description. Would be fairer to everybody. Then I'm probably one of those people that 50 hectares is fine, but that's just because of my scale.
So if it was a bigger area, and what sort of conditions do you think you would need to comply with so to ensure that what was happening on that bigger area didn't cause a degradation to water quality?
Having fair buffer zones like we've talked about before around waterways, grazing to the, just doing basic farm management, which is we've talked about endlessly today in that report, grazing to waterways instead of from the waterway out, so it can stop any sediment. It's not complicated. I just need to do best practice.
Right.
Yep.
Morris, have you finished?
Yeah, I've finished. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thank you. I've formed my question now. And you made a comment that the system has bugs in it in terms of measuring nutrient loss, I think. So you're saying you don't have confidence in Overseer or any other mechanism? So how should we measure nutrient loss?
That's a multi-million dollar question. I'd say people at Overseer have spent their time. Like I see, there's another version coming out in the next 2 months. So one that I spent $3,000 with a consultant last month, I need to go and talk to her again to redo it in the new version.
Well, let me simplify the question. So what sort of bugs did you actually identify?
No, that's what they said in the report.
Yeah, right.
So the report, the 360-page report said Overseer had bugs in it.
Oh,
it wasn't
right.
Me making
okay,
it up.
Okay, fine. Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah. Thank you.
In your submission in relation to new or expanded dairy farming, you asked us to change the activity class from discretionary to restricted discretionary. Do you want to explain the rationale for that? Why you said that in your submission?
Why did I say that? It was probably more around that there's been a lot of talk that no more dairy cows in Southland is the outcome, and I think for me being a mid 30-year-old male wanting to provide for his family, that's not an advantage for us to have no more dairy cows, because I think we do a reasonably good job of what we're doing. And like I was alluding to around that neighbouring property, the moment that neighbouring property employs half a labour unit and grosses about $200,000 turnover, and it does add value to the community, but if and the vendor is ageing, so how is that vendor going to sell his property if we can't go in there and put cows on it and have a gross income of 1.2 million and employ another two or three or four people on it? Like our forefathers or people before me, guys in this room have made a lot of money and done very well out of changing enterprise from one class of land to another. And I feel, to Paul's point, I don't think we want to have the poor particular farmer over here and the wealthy sort of farmer over here by restricting it to the 930 dairy farms that are in, or 700 dairy farms that are in Southland at the moment. That's it. I think that'd be a sad state of affairs.
All right. Thank you very much. And thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.